You hadn't figured this out yet. Every time you try to make something work, it fails and you get frustrated, you lose something or got fired or your husband left you or your wife left you. It's always like that. You know why he's doing that? So you'll die to it. When you finally throw your hands up and say, God, you know what? I'm sick of this mess. I don't want nothing else to do with nothing. You can have it all. It's like people, years ago we lost our house. Back in the 2000, we lost our house. And man, there's several people in this ministry lost their house at the same time. And the struggle trying to keep that house, man, was a heavy burden on you. But boy, when you finally said, you know what? Y'all can have this house. It's like the load of the word, it just lifted off of you, like, that was so, why it took us so long to do this? File chapter 7. All the bills gone. So liberating. 6 months later, they try to give you a charge card again. You know why? They don't want you outside the game. They want you in the matrix. Everything we're holding on to is a mirage. It's not even real. You got people down here who are trying to project an image and live up to standards that people tell you have to be like. When you lose all that, man, you'll be free. Folks come to me all the time trying to tell me something I need to do. I said, listen, I don't care about it like that, you know. Well, you know, doing my stopping alcohol and we want to do this. I mean, I really ain't interested in all that like that. Well, I thought you said you wanted to raise up doing my stopping alcohol. Yeah, but you know, it ain't that. It ain't all that, man. What are you? Hey, man, a brick and mortar building can't get you into heaven, man. You can't let anything be that big of a deal to you. Well, use it, get a job done, and then let them have it. Because even the brick and mortar is going to burn. You know, have you ever imagined steel burning? Concrete burning? What kind of a God can burn up a world with all this stuff that's not even combustible? You can't even burn this stuff. You're going to burn it up. So my thing is this. I might as well sell out of this and get into where the real action is. What's happening? Genesis chapter 6 tells us a story. You know the story. The Genesis chapter 6 story is the one that's left out of all churches. we don't want to talk about that. Genesis chapter 6 is a story of the sons of God coming down to impregnate women. The sons of God are fallen angels. They came into women and sired hybrids. The Bible calls them giants. Better translation, Nephilim, fallen ones. So these angels sired half-breed angelic beings. They were half angel, half human. So they had the DNA of the angels and the women. They were hybrids. These monstrosities dominated the human race. That's why God sent the flood to drown them. But they didn't go away. They became disembodied. So now they're invisible. Now some people say these beings are the demons. Other people will tell you the fallen angels are the demons. And then there's a third theory that says that there was a pre-Adamic race that are the demons. Because there's a telltale sign given in Genesis where the Bible says that God tells Adam and Eve to replenish the earth. Replenish, like restock it. As if he destroyed it one time before. Remember, the Bible says that in the beginning that the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the earth. Now, me knowing God and you knowing God, God is light. It's kind of odd that God would make a dark, foreboding world when he's creating. So it can be kind of theorized that there may have been a cataclysmic occurrence on this planet that made it dark and foreboding because God judged it. Now, one of the theories is, I'm giving you theoretical stuff. I always couch what I'm saying in theory when I'm talking theory, is that Satan, Lucifer at that time, might have had some type of dominion over that planet, over this planet before that time. That's why he was still hanging around in the Garden of Eden, because this used to be his domain. So you got three choices there: a pre-Adamic race, the Nephilim disembodied, or fallen angels or the demons. My thing is, well, whichever one they are, cast them out. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about it. I'll just throw them out. I mean, where did you come from? Are you pre-Adamic? No, I ain't going. Man, see, that's why people go crazy. You go crazy talking to demons, trying to get information from demons, you're going to lose your mind. Because they're going to, yes, I am pre-Adamic. They're going to be fooling around with you. I am the son of Saturn. And look, man, stop. It's more than likely there's a hodgepodge of all of them. It's probably some pre-Adamic creatures, Nephilim, and fallen angels ruling over them. Because you got principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. It's some kind of a hierarchy been established there. How it works, I don't know. But I know this. You got some metaphysical nightmares that you are going to encounter when you get into this. And you can't come to church kidding around. Most folk, when they say they're saved, they have an imaginary image of salvation. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I went forward, I said the sinner's prayer, I shook the preacher's hand, and now I'm in new beginner's class, and the first lady is teaching the class, and she's teaching us out of Psalm 31, and it's beautiful. Everybody's so friendly there. We have dinner every Sunday night. We bowl on Wednesdays. You know, usually Bible studies on Wednesday. We bowl on Wednesday. We have Bible study on Thursday. And it's lovely. Now I'm on the gardening committee, and we're planting new plants this weekend. And that's how people live this. I'm serious. Now I'm not trying to be funny. It's like joining the Kiwanis Club or something. You know, just happy-go-lucky, just everything nice. I met my husband there. Now we are married. We have 2.3 kids, a brand new station wagon with that paneling on the side, and it's beautiful. It's just lovely. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And the devil gonna say, amen. Amen. You know why? Because you're no threat. He disempowered you because of the image you had about church in your mind. You think that's normal. But you know what you gotta read to get the right image in your mind? The book of Acts. Just read the book of Acts and then compare it to you, and you can find out how far away you are from God. Because the same thing they're doing in Acts, you should be doing exactly the same thing. There is no such thing as a preacher. There's no office called preacher in the Bible. I should be able to jump off this podium, hand anybody in here a mic, and say, go up there and give us a word. Some people be like, I'm not good at public speaking. You know, I've always been kind of shy. And what, can God work through you at all? No, because I won't let him, because I'm afraid to let God work through me. I don't want to be in the limelight. I'm one of these people that God called to lurk in the shadows and help as a support. You know, that's all a trick of the devil, man. The fivefold ministry, we have to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. You should be on your job, the loudest person on your job, talking about the Lord. Everybody will know, don't fool around with them, because they serve the Lord. Don't ask them no question. Look, please don't ask them a question. When we had that cookout on the job Friday, don't ask them to pray, because they're going to pray for at least 5 minutes. We'll starve to death while they praying. They be cursing stuff and blessing things and talking about, nobody want to hear all that. I'm trying to eat these ribs and going home. See, you want to be like that. You want to be the oddball, the odd man out. But see, folks think, well, see, the Lord wants us to be like everybody else so we can befriend them and come. No, that ain't right. He don't want you to be like everybody else. He wants you to befriend them, but not be like everybody else. There should be a difference between you and them. You got to make a difference between the clean and the unclean. Because you're here to shine a light to save their souls. So you see now, these Nephilim fail. These angels came, sired these hybrids, and God destroyed them with a flood. But you still got these remnants of these spirits around getting into folks and still contaminating the DNA of man. In Genesis 19, you find the story of Lot. Now, Jesus said these last end time days would be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot. What you had in Lot's day was rampant homosexuality, bestiality, and perversion. Because Jude tells you that in Sodom and Gomorrah, they were going after strange flesh. They were practicing bestiality. So now you got a society that's bathed in hybrid beings, homosexuals, lesbians, people that practice bestiality, pedophilia, and every other perversion. That's the world at large right now. That's what we got. That's the hand we've been dealt. We're living in the days of Noah and the days of Lot right now. Now, you didn't know it, but you were systematically being programmed to be one of the individuals that would house one of these beings. Did you know that was happening to you? You know how you can trace it? All you got to do is trace your sexual appetites. If you begin to engage in oral sex, you are being twisted and mangled into a house for these hybrid perverse beings. They were metamorphosizing you through your interactions sexually. The devil's knitting the whole world together like a quilt. He's doing it in beds, having sex with people. If they, I'm gonna fall off this thing. As they mix and mingle together, they're mixing themselves with each other. And they're changing people and metamorphosizing them as you pick up new demons with every sexual liaison. The more sexual partners you had, the more matted together that nest is in your soul. And you got a nest of demons thinking you was a player. The player got played. Because you got demons nesting in you that came from all those different people and all the people they had been with, back to 7 partners for every person you were with. The human soul is spiritual. It has no volume. You can house hundreds of thousands of demons. And you know what happens to you when you do? What would happen? You lose your mind. You lose your mind. You become a babbling moron. And you walk around like the Gadarene demoniac in Mark chapter 5. A human soul is always in covenant with the spirit, whether they be good or evil. Every friend you've ever known had a spirit in them that you were covenanting with. Your college roommate, you used to wonder why she act so crazy. She demonized. You begin to interact with her, what's going to happen? That spirit going to transfer to you. How much stuff did you do because you were hanging with the wrong folk that got you to do what they did? Then you got that crazy boyfriend, and you tried that crazy sex jump with him and flipped your mind out. See, never say what you won't do. Because what you'll recoil from today, you'll have an appetite for tomorrow. I say, I know what I'm talking about. I ain't making up no theories. I had to cast out these oral anal sex demons. But people have an appetite for feces. Eat feces like you eat a steak. With a urine chaser. Y'all think that funny? Till you got them on your living room floor, vomiting that filth all over your floor. And then they make songs about it. They singing about this right now. Tall salad, oral anal sex. The rapper's singing about this stuff. And you know what's happening? It's getting right into these teenagers' minds. Your 12-year-old daughter at school sitting next to a dude in the classroom in the 5th and 6th grade that will get that girl to do this stuff. just to belong and fit in. What used to be peer pressure for us was maybe smoke a little dope. That's out the door now, buddy. Saw a little girl in Florida the other day, right? 25 guys she took on in the restroom, 15 years old, 25 guys. And proud of it, she taped it on her cell phone so folk could see it. What's happening? These entities have come down. They're embedded in the young people. These kids are being turned out by the spirit world. Don't think these folk are normal. See, what's happening now is they are being entertained by insane people. They've lost their minds. Beyonce is not normal. Beyonce has been driven into madness. She's just hanging on by a thread. The music, the songs, the lyrics, you think that's the mind of a normal person? You get up there in that atmosphere, you see how their symbols are the Baphomet. All this is for a reason now. Now the guy on the video called this sign the 3-6 sign. That's not what it means. They'll tell you it means 3-6. That's not what it means. It means the third eye. It means their third eye is open. The eye in the middle of the forehead, which is the pineal gland. The pineal gland is what operates to put you to sleep at night. When a hypnotist hypnotizes you, he interacts with the pineal gland and puts you into a hypnotic trance because he conducted that hypnotic spell on your pineal gland and to put you to sleep. And guess what happens when you're under the influence of that power? You are very subject to what? Huh? Suggestions. The power of suggestion will take a hold of you. So guess what happened when you went to sleep at night and you put Beyonce on the radio, on the little tape player playing in your room. And she played in your room all night. You know what was happening to you? You were being hypnotized. And the spirit in her was transferring to you. Notice how the devil keeps the music in your car, in your room. Everywhere you go, the music's playing. That's because he's incanting you and putting a spell on you with the beats used as the battering ram to put the suggestion in you from the words. Folks will tell you, I just like the beat, I don't listen to the words. Impossible. Your subconscious mind picks up the words and it's casting a spell on you. And you will do what they're singing. The filth that Nicki Minaj and Trina and these women sing would make a dog vomit. But you got these young girls now with an appetite for it. Why you think all these women walk around in yoga pants with no drawers on? Just walking around, you butt naked, really. There ain't nothing left to the imagination. The pants all up, the crack of your butt, all your vagina imprint, your pubic hair imprinted. You walking through Walmart looking crazy. Like a serial killer in yoga pants. What happened to modesty, discretion, honor, dignity, virtue? Did your mama raise you? Yeah, my mama bought me these pants. She got on the patch with that. That's my mama standing right there. Look at her. Because you got a 14-year-old girl that had a baby. She's 28. The daughter's 14. The 14-year-old baby she had just had a baby. Now you got 14, 28, 42. And then you go 56, 42. Was it 28, 14? You can go about 7 generations deep right now with the woman 80 something years old with all these folk under them and everybody got on yoga pants and crazy. Why? Because the man has been taken out of the home and taken out of society and nobody has any idea what a man wants. So the women take the accused from society at large. I mean, all them guys lusting after Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, so I need to look like them in order to be liked. And you're gonna find some drag to like you, but now you're gonna have a little catamite girly man that you're going to try to make believe as a man. And the joker got no guts because he's full of lust. Whenever you got a man full of lust, you got a woman. Lust in a man is a feminine characteristic. It's not normal. You're abnormal and you're a gal inside if you got lust in you as a man. You need to ask God to get that gal out of you so you can be a man again. Preacher, I would come to the Lord, but shoot, these women, I just can't get over these women. Man, they look so good. Man, they so fine, man. I want to be saved, but man, these women, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to hell. That's what you're going to do. You're going to hell full of lust. So what do? You get a mama who been hurt, raising her daughter to be tough so she can't get hurt. Teaching her daughter, you stand on your own 2 feet, you get your own money, you get your own bank account, you don't depend on any man. You hear me, girl? Don't you depend on any man. You stand on your own 2 feet. You get your education, you get your own, cause you can't trust none of them. All of them ain't nothing but dogs. You hear me? I mean what I say. You stand on your own, girl. And then they call in the boy. You want some more supper? Billy, you want me to make your bed for you? You want? So now you raise the boy as a girl and the girl as a boy. You a woman raised in that. That's what you know. A man is weak. He's indecisive. He can't make decisions. A lot of y'all married right now, women sitting here, and you still answer about what your husband's decision. Did you pay the light bill? Somebody hit a light pole down the street, the lights go off. First thing you say, did you pay the bill? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? They had a wreck down the street. Lights out in the whole neighborhood. Did I pay the bill? I didn't pay everybody the bill in the neighborhood. Crazy. And they'll take outside information and bring it home from another man and won't listen to what you said. Well, my boss said on the job that what we should do is when we finance that car, what we should do, first of all, don't tell me nothing your boss said in my house. Well, I'm just saying, you know, he is a very proficient financial guy, and he ain't no financial guy in my house. Don't bring that guy in my house, because it's my house. So you got to only uplink with God, you deal God direct. Because whatever this joker is telling you with soul power, you know what God got for us, that's spiritual. While you trying to finance a car, God get ready to give us a car. And you are trying to go in debt to get one and God got one giving it to you on a silver platter and you let your boss tell you how to finance it with your limited, soulish, Jezebelian mind. We'll listen to another man outside of the house, but we'll listen to your own husband. And please, please, people say, you know, you're so controversial. Please, don't be a white man talking to a black woman and you got a black husband. Because that white man is the master. And your black husband can never know what the white man know. Y'all sure quiet. Oh, they quiet. You hear a pin drop. Pin drop. Latika, a pin could drop. You know what I'm saying? The carpet and everything. Oh, the carpet, yeah. The master done spoke. And you know, you got to do it, Mr. Charlie said. That ain't racist. That's spiritual. That's a spirit. Did you know the the homosexual slave masters back in slavery used to sodomize the black guy, make him wear their pants, cupping their butt with their bare black butt exposed, walking around the plantation. So everybody know he's a booty boy that the master done had. Cause you dishonor the man, you got no power amongst the slaves. And the women had a natural inclination not to respect that black man. Cause you know what the women were feeling even in slavery? Why don't these men stand up and fight? I'd rather see them die fighting than to let us be enslaved. And they lost respect for them. And a demon came in to the black social culture altogether. And right now the black men walking around with their pants pulled down, cupping their butt to their very day. To this very day, a guy ain't got enough sense to pull up his pants. Think about what I'm saying. You've been that debased that you can't even cover your nasty butt. And talking about respect me. Why you think in Chicago they're killing everybody in sight? Because they hate each other. The black man hates other black men. Because you remind me of me. We're nothing together. Your life don't matter like mine doesn't. There's no value appeared to you. This is all demonic brainwashing. This is the stuff God's got to eradicate to use the church. We got a dysfunctional church still carrying the wounds of all this stuff. So to overcompensate, see, to make myself proud as a black man, I'm going to become a Hebrew Israelite. See, we are the Jews. The black man is, see, that's overcompensation. That's a bad self-identity, so I'm trying to be something in the flesh to compensate for how I feel on the inside. That's why Jesus asks everybody that comes to him, would thou be made whole from the inside out? Then you got nothing to prove. You can be you for the first time in your life. You know the most radical introduction you'll get in your life? When you meet yourself. You never met yourself. I've been trying to be, fill in the blank, for somebody else my whole life. I'm trying to get this degree for my mama. I'm trying to act a certain way for my husband. I'm trying to live up to my wife's expectations. I'm trying to do what Pastor Charlie said so I can be his armor bearer. I'm trying to look right in church, dress right in church, walk right in church, talk right in church. I'm trying to fit into this mold for somebody. And God is saying, why don't you stop performing for these drags on the horizontal and come unto me, all of you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What's the devil trying to create? He's after androgens. What's an androgen? An androgen is a person that has no gender specificity. You're neither male nor female. You're just sexual. You're an androgen. You got androgynous DNA in you. You're just an anything goes person. They say a lot of women now are turning to other women, even married women. They're saying that women are becoming bisexual by the hundreds because they feel like a woman is attractive to me too. You know how that happened? They meditate on themselves so much, looking at themselves so much, trying to find out how to contour with the makeup. You ever seen those makeovers where the woman looks like, you know, King Kong? And then she do the makeover, she looks like Marilyn Monroe or somebody. You know, like you'd be looking like that picture. How you marry them? You married them based on the makeover. Then they get home and all of a sudden, surprise. You married a beauty queen, then you got Gilligan, you know. Gilligan's Island, you know, that guy. She come out the barrel through one wedding night, Gilligan, you know. Wait, hold on, this something got a mix up here. Hey, tell my wife to come out of there. Dear, I am your annulment. You know, that's what we got. Because everything's fake now. There's nothing real. You don't have a rump, you buy one. Then they make shows about it. Atlanta is a hub for this. I mean, they do a whole lot of makeovers in Atlanta. If not, you'll go down to Dominican Republic or Brazil or somewhere. Leave as olive oil. You come back as, you know, this vivacious. Just don't get around no straight pins. Because all that stuff, we can deflate all that. Girl, you ain't all that. Come here. Why you do that? There's nothing real. You can't marry people nowadays. You don't know what you're getting. Look, before we get married, I got to have MRIs done, x-rays, CAT scans. I got to have all kind of stuff. I got to have a surgeon to dissect you or something to put you back together again. I got to find out what is going on before I say I do. Because this stuff here is all make-believe nowadays. Talking about you got a diva. All right, diva. An androgen, neither male nor female. Did you not know if you're sitting there with any vestiges of bondage in you, that if you're a woman, you got some man in you? If you're a man, you got some woman in you. That's what's causing it. Lust is the leftover residue of a man, of female in a man. That's what you're feeling. That's what lust is. That's why you got it. Why? It wants to make you feel good. You can't walk in discipline wanting to feel good. That's making you feminine. So you say, if I say, hey, look, all right, all the guys, head up. Oh, hey, hey, pack up, let's move. We're going to move out. We're going to confront the enemy. What time we going to go? I don't know. What time y'all leave? 7 o'clock? I don't get up to 8:30. Can't do nothing with that, man. Maybe we move to 8 o'clock. We're going to head out. Let me check with my wife to see. Donna, they say 8 o'clock. Is that okay with you? Amen, amen. Don't worry. Hey. I said 8 o'clock. I didn't mean 8 o'clock. I didn't mean 8 o'clock, man. We'll chat back with you, man. We'll chat back with you. That's what we got. A guy can't even answer a question without checking with somebody or somewhere. Come on, man. We conducting a warfare. What are you doing? This thing got a guy bound so badly. Lust and worshiping the vagina, because it's a pleasure palace. That's all he can see. He sit up in a strip joint tonight, yeah, looking at a vagina. Okay, that stripper leave. Another stripper come here. Another stripper, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question, man. What are you going to see that's new? Now you got 8 strippers men in front of you. What was new that you were looking for? Man, it's just a fantasy, man. It's just a fantasy, man. I'm a connoisseur. A connoisseur of a connoisseur. See, this stuff appears to be funny. This ain't funny. The devil is taking this and he's dominating the whole world with it. And the church ignores it. You know why they ignore it? Because they're right in the front pew. It's in the pulpit. That joker preaching up there, his wife sit right behind him in complete control of it. Let him say something wrong. And she cutting them eyes into me. We're going to dismiss. And he get off of that. Because she didn't like it. Did you not know every guy in the world, when you were out there running the streets of the young girl thinking you was doing something, every one of those guys did what they did for a woman. How he dressed, the car he bought, everything he did. And you saw that joker. When he came in the club, you looking at that joker like, he think he all that. I ring that joker neck. He just don't know. He come over here at this table, want to buy me a drink. I'm going to take, you tell your girlfriend, let him come over here. Let him come over here. I'm going to get all y'all drink. I'm going to get everybody at the table to drink. If he ain't been to dance, I'm going to get all those drinks tonight. Just don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. You come in, you want to dance? Oh, yeah, yeah. You go out there and twerk it on him and twerk, back it up and twerk it and slap it and roll it and slap it. And that ain't not joking. I spent $400 on drink. On a promise that would never come true. You done told him all kind of stuff. Yeah, we're going to get together. Yeah, give me a call. And then your girlfriend, you done gave him that fake number. Your girlfriend drive away laughing at this clown. But you know what happened to you? One, you cursed yourself. Because now you've done this dastardly deed to disempower another guy. And two, you dishonored yourself. Because you lowered yourself to sell yourself as a prostitute. You might not know it, but as a woman, it's an embedded prostitution in your mind. You can get married with a prostitute's mind. And really, you think your husband is supposed to do for you based on services rendered. And see, if you don't do what you say, can't be no sex tonight because I didn't get that dress today. So therefore, tonight, there won't be any sex because I didn't get that. Now, when you get that dress, there can be some sex. I tell guys all the time, you weren't born with no sex. You don't need to have sex. Tell your wife you don't want to have sex no more. What difference would it make? None. No one needs to have sex. That ain't necessary. See, when I say that, people are like, now wait a minute. Let me go back through that in my mind, what he just said. That's how far out you are. There is no sex in heaven. There's no gender in heaven. There's no sexual organs in heaven. You'd be like the angels, Jesus said. See, because any appetite that's out of control can be used to control you. It's one thing to have sex. It's another thing for sex to have you. If it's got you, you got no power over it. Somebody else is dictating to you what you will do. At their discretion, you're going to do this because I dictate it. And when you conquer that, when nothing on the outside can dictate you and control you, you got victory now. Because you're going to walk around with nothing controlling you. Any given woman in here can walk in any environment and she can pick out the guys that's full of lust and the ones that just clowns and the ones they know that you can say hey to them and they already know, you're a clown. He's a clown. They know. Because God has made them like that. They have that sixth sense to know what's around them all the time. They know where the lustful guys are. You ain't fooling nobody. A player can't fool a woman, don't you know? Because in the world, unsaved, the upside down kingdom puts women in authority over the man. So you don't have authority over them when you're out there in sin. They got authority over you. That's the devil's kingdom. So whatever you think you're running on them, you're just kidding yourself because it's not designed that way in the devil's kingdom. They have authority. So you see, these androgens have come. An androgen is neither male nor female. So therefore, what do we have? This is what we're confronted with right now. We'll wrap it up. What we're confronted with right now is this. You got a man standing in front of you that's got the chromosomes of a man, the sexual organs of a man, and he tells you, I identify as a woman. You got a woman standing in front of you that's got the sexual organs of a woman, the chromosomes of a woman, and she tells you, I identify as a man. Now that's crazy. A man standing in front of you with XY chromosomes, with male genitalia, but I'm a woman. This is Kris Jenner. This is an androgen. This is the devil. Sodomites, homosexual lesbians, transgenders, when you see them, you're looking right at Satan. That is the depiction of Satan's will. You got a guy in the White House supporting that? That's an androgen. There is no man that's not participatory in that stuff that will support it. You better know that. If I stand with them, I am them. Because you're defending yourself. You're supporting yourself. And their wives know that joke ain't worth the dust it took to make him. And the reason why they tolerate them is because I'm getting some out of the deal. See, a Jezebel spirit can put up with a lot of stuff if they got power. If I got the Lear jets I can fly on, if I got the $5,000 gowns hanging in the closet, if I got all these red bottom shoes, the diamonds, the jewels, the pearls, and I'm married to this sodomite, so be it. I got the stuff. And they'll tell that sodomite, just don't touch me. Now, when we would go out to a formal setting, I'll put on the gown and stuff and play the role, but don't you touch me. Don't you touch me. This is all show for the public. We're living for the city. This is what we really living in. I'm telling you what's really going on. The pulpits are quiet. Why? Because the devil has captured the pulpit. Most of these guys are nothing but sodomites, perverts, and freaks in the pulpit. Then you get these big husky women like Juanita Bynum. She's nothing but a man. That's a man. Flexing on all the men, going to dominate you and be the prophetess to speak to the pastors to tell you what to do. She tells you, I go up here to Waycross, Georgia, in the threshing floor. And I pray before the Lord. I lie before the Lord. And I get a word for the church, and I come down from my mountain to you apostles and pastors to direct the church. That's a witch. That's a dirty witch. And folks sit up thinking it's the Holy Ghost anointed. The church been dumbed down. I say that shocks a lot. That shocks some people, like, Dr. Bynum? Dr. Bynum? Child, let me get out of here. I didn't know you were going to be talking about Dr. Bynum. You offended by Dr. Bynum? Why are they going to get a doctorate from a seminary? You know, you can get a seminary degree offline for about $2. You become a doctor tomorrow morning if you want to. You know that? They fill out some paperwork. They fill out some stuff, send it in. They'll send you a doctorate. That stuff bogus, man. You know, you see stuff online like, you know, charismatic anointed seminary of the Most High in Boston. You know, something like that. You send your little paperwork in, they send you back a doctorate. You know, stamped and everything, signed and everything, notarized, all that. But they get those credentials so nobody can correct them. Say, I'm a doctor. I'm Dr. So-and-so. And everybody's supposed to be like, hold it now, hold it. Now you just look at those credentials now. You better be careful what you're saying, boy, against Dr. Bynum now. This thing got folk jacked up. I was on the radio here in Atlanta years ago. I was on there, it was me, couple other guys, Creflo Dollar, all the guys in town. All those guys preaching, they come on, you know, one after another. I would drop in the middle of them, and then they keep on preaching. The guy at the radio station called me, and he said, Price, listen, let me ask you a serious question. Did you mention Oprah Winfrey in one of your sermons? I said, yeah. He said, I said, let me tell you something. Don't go no further. Let me tell you this, man. I preach the gospel. I don't care about you, Oprah Winfrey, and nobody else. You scared of Oprah Winfrey, you ain't got the balls to be running no radio station anyway. You need to quit. From that day on, you know what they did? They put a disclaimer on our broadcast. The message of the following ministry are the opinions of the speaker and not that of this radio station. That tell you how scared the world is. The church is of the world. The church scared the devil of the world. People are traumatized by a threat from the world. A congressman, a senator, a judge, a Supreme Court justice. Read the Bible. Them folk walked up on Festus and all these different kings and folk and just told them, like John the Baptist said, Herod, you can't have your brother. Why? Here we are sitting around with our knees knocking together because the president said something. The prophet has authority over the king. The church is the prophetic voice of God. I'm not subject to the king. Now, when it comes to these matters, now as far as governmental authority and living in the land and obeying the laws, yeah. But when it comes to this word, the prophet speaks to the king. The king don't speak to the prophet. And that's how you got to get your mind to begin to function, so you won't be scared of your boss on the job. Well, he can fire you. Well, God can send you to hell. What kind of sense does that make? I might get fired. Well, he's going to send you to hell if you don't say it. And now you don't. If you do say it, you get fired. If you don't, you're going to hell. Now pick your poison. See how crazy? This thing is so crazy that it's beyond belief. So what I preach and what we teach, it don't draw the masses. It don't draw the thousands and the hundreds of thousands. I know it don't. I mean, I could have modified the message years ago to have a mega church. You know, anybody that got the gift and God called can fix the message up to draw the folk, man. You know what I'm saying? I can just talk about, you know, make people like prophets, and the Lord has put a prophetic mantle on you, ma'am, and I want you to be the assistant pastor here, ma'am, and we're going to raise you up because God, I see an apostolic mantle falling upon you, and you got about 500,000 people in 2 weeks. Because you don't let all that false, fake junk that people like to do. But see, we are dealing with what the apostle called enemies of all righteousness back in Acts chapter 13. Remember he told the sorcerer, you're an enemy of all righteousness. These are sodomite, androgens, Nephilims that are incarnate now. These are not gender-specific beings. Therefore, for them to inhabit you, they got to turn you into a non-gender specific being. You can't maintain gender specificity and have a vessel the devil can use because they got no gender. The perfect vessel is a non-gender specific vessel. Because now you'll do anything they want you to do. You allow with man, woman, beast. It don't matter because you got no gender specifics built into your persona. You'll do anything they want to do. And buddy, that's what we've been put down the middle of. A world gone mad. Now that tells you and me, I need to seek God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Get full of the Holy Ghost. And make my personal stand. If you don't leave here making your own personal stand, you're not going to make it. See, for the first time in your life, you run into an individual affair that cannot be faked. If you don't make it, it's because you don't want it. And you can't blame anybody this time. God made this thing so perfect that if you don't make it, it's because you personally denied God and would not come. And you chose to walk away from revealed truth. We set the tone for this whole conference by showing you the enemy. And the enemy is a fallen nature in us. That's where it is. It's not out there. Don't come go back home talking about what some preacher did or trying to tell your brother that you got the truth now. It ain't it. You got to conquer inner space. You got to track down every vestige of any residue of that fallen nature in you. How do you know it's still there? Easy to check. Is resurrection power pouring through you? Are the gifts of the Spirit activated through you? When the residue is removed, when the cholesterol is removed, the river flows. You get the conditions right, the river will flow. If it's blockages, the Holy Ghost will not touch you unclean. The Holy Ghost will rise up and you'll get anointings coming over. You'll get, you know, some exuberance from the Holy Ghost, but you don't have full power, full flow because you got residue. It's something there that he can't deal with that's got to be eradicated. And that means I got to get my mind bathed in that word. I got to stay under the right word. I can't afford to listen to too much stuff. See, a lot of folks listen to so much stuff that their minds get just inundated with all this junk and they know too much for their own good. I see Facebook just like you do. It's too much information on Facebook. You don't need all of that. You need to find the two or three or four people that God has put you under and sit there and let that word forge you. Let it make you. I don't make this Holy Ghost headquarters, but hey, You can't afford to drink all this stuff down because a lot of it is contaminated. See, you, if you're sitting around talking about the Illuminati and the CFR and the New World Order and all that stuff all the time, that's not Christ. That's a lot of junk you know that has no benefit to you. You got to seek the Lord. You got to bathe your mind and soul in this word until this word plants in you, gestates in you, and then grows out of you organically, transforming you. And for the first time in your life, you'll be free because you'll lose consciousness of your environment. This whole conference is about becoming a soldier of light. A soldier of light is somebody that has removed the blockages in their soul, allowing the Holy Ghost to shine forth through them. That's what it's all about. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, we're going to take a trip into the world of the demonic. Show you just how the demons operate. Demons are like insects. They build nests in you. One demon invites in another and another and another until they build a network of demons. The first demon in is the strong man. He establishes the stronghold. Then he goes to work to build his nest around him to protect himself. So a lot of times you hack at weeds and shrubbery around that stronghold, but you don't get that strong man out. When a strong man leaves your soul, sometimes it may take 2 or 3 days for your mind to get back right, because a large part of your personality will leave, because you thought that thing thinking those thoughts and feeling those feelings in you, you thought it was you. You extract that thing and you're going to find your soul going to be kind of displaced for a minute. That's why the Bible talks about that unclean spirit leaves, comes back and finds the house swept and garnished but not filled, and comes back in again. So you got to backfill when you displace a demon. That's why you got to prepare yourself for deliverance by ingesting the word, staying in praise and worship, staying in fasting. So when that spirit is extracted and cast out of you, that you got force projection into your soul to fill the void that's left. So you don't know. Now, so your mind, when it's used to thinking a certain way, it's normal to you. If I stood here right now and commanded some of these demons to come, and they stand up right now, it'll terrify some of y'all what's in y'all right now. But, you know, who feels like doing that at 12 o'clock at night? But it's real, though. So tomorrow, though, since it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning, you'd have some sleep and some rest. We'll go into that realm of the demonic. You know, it's a way when you deal with deliverance ministry that you can conjure up demons just for show. You know, some people just like to conjure them up. That guy, that guy's name? Brian Karn. He conjured up demons. He got a warlock. Brian Karn, a warlock? Yeah. People, something else, man. They're like shocked, you know, when you say stuff like, because they believed it. You know, they believed in the stuff. But most of the guys you see out there that's on TBN and the Word Network and all that, most of that stuff is sorcery. Because sooner or later, they'll dip back to, we want to take up a special offering. And the Lord has laid in my heart that there are 10 people here with $1,000. And there's 20 people here with, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. $500 and thank you, Jesus. And the rest of you, $250 minimum. Thank you, Lord. Let's get rolling. Get the lines formed up. Get the baskets out. See, that's what, it's sorcery. So at some point, man, we got to get out of here and get away from this mess, because it's crazy. So get some rest tonight, and tomorrow we'll deal with the demons. If you hadn't been around deliverance service, anybody not been to deliverance service before? It's not scary and it's not spooky, but it's real. You're called to cast out demons is one of the things that Jesus commanded us to do in Mark chapter 16. And demons, they're like anything else that's not disturbed. If you don't mess with them, they'll just stay dormant and quiet. They'll enjoy the service. They'll clap their hands in here today and just, they'll be smiling and laughing at your jokes and stuff. That's funny. You already said about homosexuals. Be a demon. Laugh at everything. Just pray the Lord. Let's pray. You get up and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Walk out, you know, shaking hands and laughing. It'll all be a demon. Deliverance is for desperate people. You got to be desperate to get delivered. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and verily you'll be filled. You got to pursue God. You got to beg God. God, please. If there be any way or anything in me that's not like you and unclean, get it out of me. I'll do anything to be set free. Another warning, I'll repeat this tomorrow. Try not to stand around seeking not to be embarrassed. You know, I mean, I don't want nothing to manifest. Don't worry, nothing will. You know, trying to worry about how you look. It's just like having a huge python living in you and you trying to stay calm about it and just walk around with it. That's crazy. I bet you if you went home to when you leave here and a python was in your house, you wouldn't be walking around passing. Like, they told you it's a python in your living room. Yeah. That's what a demon is. It's a huge reptilian creature that's disembodied, taking up residence in you, trying not to leave. And they don't like you. They don't like me. You know, but I like them not liking me. I like this. I like everything about this. I like it. Until you like it, you're not going to do it. I like to see the devil run. I like to see the devil's skull crushed. I like to see everything about the destruction of the devil. That's just lovely. You got to like destroying and maiming the devil. But most people just passively coexist with them in religion, in church. Bad mistake. We've got to move on to higher ground. So let's pray and we'll dismiss for tonight. And tomorrow we'll deal with the demons. Father, right now we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. We tried to give a quick look at God, what we're about this time and this session. We just want people to move on and be free. Enough of this hanging around bound by the mess the devil does. God, lift up the church to another height, recreating us a clean heart. Give us pure lips. God, every unclean thing, every spirit that's trying to take up residence, stuff that is residue from past sins. We got into stuff ignorantly, a lot of stuff we didn't know. If I had known better, I would have done better. But I really hate the fact I got in this mess. I wish I had never laid eyes on so-and-so, so I wouldn't be in this mess. But God, you have the power to cleanse by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of the Holy Ghost to eradicate everything that is wrong. God, we're not here for show. We're not here for gymnastics. We're here to see you move, to clean your church out, and for you to indwell the church so that we can be vessels used by you to do your will. God, do it. Use this conference to build up soldiers of light to be manifested sons in these last days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right, we'll end this session tonight, y'all, with our usual game that we always play every conference as we give away these prizes. We do it every session. Seven o'clock. Report to the hospitality suite if you volunteer for the hospitality suite serving. All right, we're going to do a little game here where we ask trivia questions. All the trivia questions are going to come out of Lucifer's Children. How many people read Lucifer's Children? All right, so you got all this memorized. But don't yell out the answer. Let me call on you because you might know the answer, but we'll have chaos if you yell it out and you'll blow it. So I'll call on you for the answer after I ask the question. We got some Derek Prince DVDs, and we got a big prize every day, which is a 7-inch tablet, Android tablet. This thing is nice right here. I should have hung on to this. But it's a 7-inch Android. touchscreen, Android 4.4, Wi-Fi, front-facing camera for video chat, thousands of apps via Google Play and preloaded apps, power adapter, USB cable, and a user manual. I don't know about this. So here's the first question for a DVD. What Luciferian was the general pontiff of Freemasonry and founder of the Ku Klux Klan? All in the back. Albert Pike, correct. Here you go. You read Lucifer Schroeder? You read Lucifer Schroeder? You got enough to get that right. Next question for another DVD. This is called Glimpses of the End by Derek Prince. This is good right here. Glimpses of the End. Okay. What lost city are the Luciferians claiming to come from? Let's see here. Okay, right here. Atlantis, right. All right, here's, now this is for the tablet. What is the name of the Jewish occultic mystery religion that Madonna claims to belong to? I'm trying to go boy, girl. Let's see. Everybody knows. Let's go right here. Kabbalah. That's it. We had to give her one. She's pregnant, so we had to give her one. All the pregnant ladies in the house. Let's see. That's one, two. Anybody else pregnant? Huh? Just two. Three. You got three pregnant women. Three pregnant women in the house. All right, y'all. We're going to move along over the course of this conference. Today, we just tried to set the tone for what we're up against. Tomorrow, we'll deal with embedded enemies. Then Rashid got a message, Sarah, tonight. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. I like to know. It's just coming at me. I don't want to know beforehand stuff. I like to hear the stuff hitting me. And then Sunday, we'll deal with an uplifting message to get us ready for warfare as we deal with the enemy at hand and taking them on, as we talk about some other things concerning warfare and what we got to do. But have a good, get a good night's sleep. 8 o'clock in the morning, remember breakfast is served. Stay in prayer right on through this thing, because the devil still is afoot. Anybody getting you into the flesh in this thing, just get away from them as fast as you can. At the end of the conference, just leave them standing there and get away from them. Because you can't afford to get into the flesh when you're trying to get free. See you back tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good night.